Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Today is Friday, July 12th. We're talking about what could be the first hurricane of the season and when to expect massive federal immigration raids. Plus, robotic umpires are now a thing, Amazon's big announcement, and Google launches a new type of social media. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The first hurricane of the season might hit this weekend, and thousands of people in Louisiana are getting ready. The AP reports Tropical Storm Barry could strengthen into a Category 1 hurricane before it hits the area. Mandatory evacuations and hurricane warnings are already in effect, and New Orleans is under a state of emergency. Forecasters say even if Barry does not turn into a hurricane, they're still concerned about the amount of rain this storm will bring. The Weather Channel reports parts of the lower Mississippi Valley could see 20 inches of rain into next week, and coastal flooding is still a big concern. As for the Northeast, AccuWeather says to expect a heat wave. No word on how hot it'll get. It kind of depends on what Barry does this weekend. Expect an update on Monday. Massive raids to remove thousands of undocumented immigrants are back on, and they're set to start Sunday. The New York Times reports they'll target about 2,000 people in 10 major cities. It's expected to go on for a couple of days, with Immigration and Customs Enforcement, known as ICE, rounding up people who already have deportation orders. Remember, President Trump had said this was going to happen about 2 weeks ago, but then he pushed it back and said he would wait to see if Democrats and Republicans could come up with a new asylum law. Well, no new law from Congress, so it seems the raids are back on. USA Today reports immigrant advocates are not happy. They say people who are arrested in these raids should not be deported without a fair court hearing. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls the raids immoral because they'll terrorize children and tear families apart. But President Trump says everyone on that list for the raids has either missed a court date or been told to leave the country already. ICE will apparently try to keep families together at detention centers, and if there's not enough room there, some people will reportedly be held in hotels. But here's the thing, usually when there are massive raids like this, federal agents don't tip the public off. So some ICE agents aren't sure how this will go. We'll see what happens starting Sunday. President Trump is letting go of trying to get the citizenship question on the 2020 census, but he says he's not backing down when it comes to finding out who is a U.S. citizen. Yes, he's come up with a new plan to try and get that data. Remember, Trump was hoping to add the question, are you a U.S. citizen, to the 2020 census. But the Supreme Court said not allowed, at least for now. Since that didn't work out, the Washington Post reports the president will use an executive order instead. It'll require all federal agencies and departments to hand over data they have about everyone living in the U.S., citizens and non-citizens, to the Commerce Department. The president says this method will be more accurate anyway. So why is he so caught up on trying to get this citizenship count? Attorney General William Barr says the new data will be used to decide things like how many House seats certain districts get, and even the makeup of the Electoral College, which can impact the presidential election. But Fox News reports Democrats plan to fight the executive order in court. Stay tuned. It was another record-breaking day on Wall Street. The Dow hit a record high yesterday, climbing above 27,000 for the first time ever. And for the second day in a row, the S&P 500 also hit an all-time high. It seems to be for the same reason we talked about earlier this week. Investors are feeling more confident. They think the Federal Reserve might cut interest rates for the first time in a decade. And they think it could come as soon as this month. Expect to hear more about a partnership between Ford and Volkswagen today. The pair is reportedly working together to make autonomous and electric cars. More details are expected at a press conference this morning. But CNBC reports the car companies have agreed to share both technology and hardware with each other. Volkswagen will reportedly give Ford access to a platform that could help create dozens of electric cars, while VW will also invest in Ford's research firm that specializes in self-driving cars. Reuters reports Ford and VW have been talking about working together for a few months now because of the pressure to come up with new technologies. The press conference is at 8 a.m. Eastern time. All right, more news ahead, but first, a quick break for our sponsor today. Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of amazing classes covering dozens of skills, with classes in everything from photography and creative writing to productivity and entrepreneurship, and there are classes for every level. As a journalist, it's my job to become a mini expert about a lot of different topics, and it's taught me over the years how important it is to learn new things. Well, Skillshare is a place that makes learning simple and convenient because it's all online and on demand. Whether you want to try out something new or improve your skills at a longtime passion, Skillshare has classes for you. So join millions of students learning on Skillshare. I've already watched some classes about remote work as well as improving systems for my business. And right now, the Newsworthy listeners get a special offer for 2 months free. Skillshare is offering 2 months of unlimited access to thousands of classes for free. So sign up, go to Skillshare.com/newsworthy and sign up to get 2 months for free. Skillshare.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Amazon says it's starting one of the world's largest efforts to retrain employees. The company announced plans to invest $700 million over about 6 years to train about a third of its workers in the U.S. The goal? Get more employees ready for high-tech jobs. The Wall Street Journal reports it's the latest example of companies getting ready as technology, like automation and artificial intelligence, starts to take over some roles. It's meant to help current employees stay in the workforce, but it's also about the bottom line. There's a shortage of talent with certain skills that are in high demand. About 100,000 Amazon workers will have the option to enter training programs between now and 2025. The future of baseball could be robotic umpires. That's right, instead of a person, a computer can now call balls and strikes at a game. ESPN reports the first so-called robotic umpire was used in a minor league All-Star game earlier this week. A real-life umpire still stood behind the plate, but he wore an earpiece connected to an iPhone in his pocket. It used radar to call the pitches and relay it to the ump. The goal of this new tech? It's apparently not to get rid of umpires, but to make calls more consistent. Either way, we won't be seeing this in the majors right now. The MLB says it needs to see how this works at the minor league level first. Artificial intelligence just beat humans at poker, and researchers are calling it an AI milestone. In Gadget Reports, researchers from Facebook's AI lab and Carnegie Mellon University created a bot that can take on the world's best poker players. It's called Pluribus. While other AI bots have beaten professional players before, Facebook says this is the first time it worked while playing more than one person at a time. Researchers say the tech behind the bot could be used for applications that involve multiple people and hidden info. Think fraud detection or self-driving cars. There might be a human on the other side of your Google Assistant, meaning someone might be listening to what you're saying. Here's why. A Dutch media outlet found people are being hired to sometimes transcribe what you say to your Google Assistant. It's pretty rare, though, only done to 0.2% of the recordings. Google says this is to help its technology better understand language patterns. It also says personal information is always kept confidential. The media outlet apparently got a hold of 1,000 recordings, though, and says they could hear people talking about personal stuff. One transcriber even said what they heard worried them. On top of that, the report says Google might be accidentally listening. Usually, Google Assistant does not start to record until the user says something like, "OK, Google." But the report found it sometimes just starts recording. Well, speaking of Google, it's stepping back into the world of social media. Business Insider says the company made a new app called Shoelace, which helps people connect with others, not just online, but in real life at events or activities. Basically, the app will connect you with other people who like doing the same thing as you and give you something to do, like play ping pong or watch an open mic night. It's great for people who just moved to a new place or want to meet people who live close by. TechCrunch says Shoelace is invite-only and is only offered in New York City for now, but the goal is to eventually bring the app to cities nationwide. And that's it. You are ready to go. Thank you so much for listening today. And a quick reminder to please vote for the Newsworthy in the People's Choice Podcast Awards. Go to podcastawards.com, click the blue nominations open button, and then choose the Newsworthy in the drop-down menu for two categories, People's Choice and Politics and News. That's podcastawards.com. Thank you so much in advance for your support. And if you message me on Instagram or email staff@thenewsworthy.com, to let me know that you voted, you'll be entered into a giveaway at the end of the month. That's podcastawards.com. All right, as always, if you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about in this episode, just look for the links and sources in today's show notes. You can find them in the episode description in your podcast app for today's episode. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.